He was an extremely well-read man, and I think he saw himself as a kind of Johnsonian presence, you know, like Dr. Johnson and Boswell. You know, someone who would sit on his couch and young people would come to him and he would talk to them and he would give guitar lessons, but also, you know, people would just come over to dinner. And I think that generations of musicians who came through New York really learned an awful lot, not just about music, but about what being a musician was, about what being an artist was, from Dave, because he had very, very strong views on almost every subject. And he really did like to sort of take young people under his wing. And because of that, you know, from Bob Dylan sleeping on his couch to the generation of Christine Lavin and Suzanne Vega and David Massengill and Bill Morrissey and myself, he really nurtured generation after generation and I think shaped the way we played and, of course, introduced us to a lot of music we would never have heard otherwise. But more than that, I think he really shaped our view of what it was to be a musician, and in my case, of what it was to be a writer. What can I say? He was the best educated man I've ever known, and one of the finest musicians, and one of the finest writers.